Now, our final conversation this Thursday morning is one that fills lots of people with humor and at the same time with a bit of foreboding. Now, you probably paid attention to the news a few days ago, and you probably were in the know that our governor, Yinsu Wike, was at an event recently with Godswill Akpabio, the former governor of Akwa Ibom State, who is now the minister for the Niger Delta. And then in their presence was also Vice President Yemi Osinbajo present at this particular event. You know, when they come together, they try to, as it were, commission projects, yada yada yada, you know, and carry on activities, and you know, as it were, they try to show evidence of good governance. However, that's not exactly what panned out a few days ago. In fact, when this conversation was had with NO earlier on, the focus was more on the cost, talking about monies and remittances and blah, 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 blah. But this morning, our focus right now is about the actions themselves. Because, you see, I know a lot of Nigerians pay attention and paid attention, if not the world, paid attention to the last election earlier on this year, the American election, the presidential election, particularly when it came to the debates between now President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. Now, critics of those debates said in the first debate that Trump, in fact, in both debates, Trump acted in a petty manner, asking personal questions, and trying to, as it were, paint a poor representation of the now present president of the U.S. And then it would seem as though that the now president, talking about Joe Biden, tried to do the same. Maybe he was cautioned by his advisors, and later on, particularly the second debate, stuck to what was important, which was the facts. What are you trying to achieve? What exactly is your focus point in the next 4 years? What will be your focus point? Which is what he did. Now, the Minister of Niger Delta Affairs, Godswill Akpabio, and Governor Wike recently tackled each other at the police barracks commissioning a few days ago. Now, there was an exchange, and it was, for some people, an embarrassing exchange. Now, if you didn't get to listen to the exchange, I'll focus on three of these comments. I want you to listen to them. Now, initially, one of the comments made by Akpabio was that, well, something was done, but we will not give you full, appreciation. Yes, it will not. You know what? Just listen to it.
I thank Your Excellency, the Governor of River State, because you are not yet in APC. I will not call you a performing governor.
How does that even make sense? How? If someone can score 95 over 100 in a test, would you say, oh, that person is not the best or one of the best in the class because he's not from your house? I remember back in secondary school, we used to have debates. Would you say that, or would you just say, oh, this person had 95%, he's a good student? I'm not in any way saying that Wike is deserving or deserved of the accolades and the various norms and AKAs, the aliases that he's been known. That's not it. But has he done something? Why can't you commend him for doing something? Let's listen to this, please.
At the moment you come, I will call you a performing governor. So I thank you for being personally present here. I know that even the praises we are heaping on you today show clearly that you are in the wrong direction. So it's time for you to come to where you have been appreciated.
Really? 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 So you won't give somebody a proper or a deserved welcome or description because he's not joined your caucus, because he's not, as he were, in the same bedroom with you and your fellow colleagues? That's justification? These are the people that you voted for? If you didn't get to hear it, please listen to it again.
I thank Your Excellency, the Governor of Rivers State, because you are not yet in APC, I will not call you a performing governor. But the moment you come, I will call you a performing governor.
So, those states back in 2019 and part of 2020, particularly 2019, who went cap in hand to the federal government to ask for monies, more monies, after their monthly allocations were given so that they could pay salaries, were performing.
So I thank you for being personally present here. Yeah? I know that even the praises we are heaping on you today show clearly that you are in the wrong direction. So it's time for you to come to where you have been appreciated.
How does that show he's in the wrong direction? Now, that was the first punch, if you want to call that. That was the first one that was thrown. And then it continued. Because the senator promised that to complete the LML on air axis of the East West Road. How many of you know that road? Oh, yes, we do.
Everything will be done to ensure the completion of that road from Warri in Efurum all the way to Oran. The most dangerous part right now is LMA Junction. And the governor of Rivers said, if we delay it at all, because you were touching a lot of federal projects, we thought you would touch that area. Since you have neglected to touch that area, we assure you that we are already on the road. Our city has started work. I'm sure you were leaving that one so that you will use it to buck us. But then I'm assuring you that we are going to disappoint you because we are going to complete that East West Road and on time.
Can you hear the candor in his voice or the lack thereof? It's more like a jest to this gentleman. Oh, wait, then Wike now responds. Yes, Wike does.
I thought we came fully to commission this project. I didn't know that former Governor Akpabio will turn it a political rally. But let the record be straight. I prefer to stay where there's malaria than to go to where there is cancer.
Can you imagine? This is what was said. I didn't make this up. I'm sure you probably have heard it before. But once again, for the sake of clarity, let's start at the very beginning.
I thought we came fully to commission this project. I didn't know that former Governor Akpabio will turn it a political rally. But let the record be straight. I prefer to stay where there's malaria than to go to where there is cancer. Malaria is treatable. Cancer at fourth stage, you are likely to die. So I don't want to die now. So I'm very comfortable to remain where Nigerians have hope.
Now, all of this happened in the presence of their superior, that is the Vice President of the Federation, Yemi Osinbajo, who I caught pictures of. He laughed. What was very shocking for those who were, as it were, who say they are non-partisan, is the fact that all of this was going on at a function that was meant, as it were, promote good governance. So, our conversation this morning, ladies and gentlemen, our final conversation, is the Akpabio versus Wike tirade. Now, did this exchange show political bantering or petty squabbles? Which of them do you think was the actual message that was passed? Because this was meant to be a function that could have been used to, as it were, promote good governance, whether it was from the PDP or from the APC. But it turned out to be a subtle jab, nay, an overt jab on either side. Welcome to where the region has its best conversations. 0179230002, 0179230003, 0817923000007, and then 0179230009. WhatsApp and Telegram available for us on 0809030-6416. It's the Akpabio versus Wike episode, and the question is this: are these comments, are they clear versions or are they expressions of political banters, or is this just a clear expression of petty squabbles? These, ladies and gentlemen, are your leaders, by the way, just in case you forgot. Gode Mike is speaking to us from Ripikon. Good morning,
yes,
to you.
Yes, my brother Jude. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
My name is Gode Mike and I'm speaking from Port Harcourt, through Ripikon, precisely.
Welcome.
You see, let me make my contribution as far as this issue is concerned. You see, as soon as elections are over, government is formed. Anything that has to do with party is over in civilized countries. So what Akpabio did was provokingly senseless, tidies and petty. That gives you the kind of the type of leaders we have in this country. Our governor, our dear governor, Yes, Uwike, did not go to that place to make this statement. It's like ping pong, table tennis in French. He played to me, I played to you. That's what the governor did back with our governor did back to him. And the governor deserved that. I deserve my applause for giving it back to him like that way.
But does it, but can see the camp. But this, wait, hold on, Godiman. Does he really deserve an applause? Because if you say this is just a question, this is just an expression of petty squabbles, shouldn't at least one person, like
no,
you made
like
mention, wait, hold on, shouldn't one person at least be the bigger person?
Abio started being petty and childish.
Yes, let's agree that's true.
He gave it back to him.
Like I said,
Godiman. My name is better than cancer, for goodness sake. Thank you, my name is Godiman.
Okay, all right. okay, it's in the lab with you. Okay, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
in that case, I'll talk. I don't see any sensible talk in Fabio's conversation there. For me, he just wants to make a crack joke or make a headline for people to talk. And he knows that Wike will reply. So I don't see any reasonable, good conversation.
So it wasn't a political something. It was just a petty squabble, like you said. Just make a just talk.
They just want to talk.
Promise in Gukana. Hello, Potako. Good morning, Promise.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
The issue between Fabio and Gonwiki, I think I'm a trace back to 2019 election. You know, if you remember, Akpabio left PDP, but PDP didn't have any more. And Governor Wike, as a state governor from South, was not happy with Governor Akpabio because he said that a lot of things they have planned to work together during the 2019 election, Akpabio exposed it. So that anger has been in both of them. So Akpabio is looking for opportunity to always speak on Gonwiki, and I'm very sure that Gonwiki was aware that Akpabio would do something like that. So he prepared for him. So you see the arrest from the vice president that he would settle the scope
yes,
of them.
Yes.
He is aware that these two had issues that unresolved. So that was exactly what happened there. So I think both of them had issues to settle.
All right. It's not a political banter. This was just petty squabbles between two grown men.
Exactly.
Okay. Right.
Akpabio, somebody told Akpabio to go and inform Gonwiki that until he calls to APC, they will not appreciate him. That is personal opinion.
All right. Promise. Thank you very much. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info is where we have our page. Join us in the conversation and we'll get to read them out. Zion is speaking to us from William Jumbo. Good morning, Zion.
Hello, Potako.
Good morning to you.
Did you feel the laughter of the people? They were laughing as if they went for a comedy show. They laugh, and they forgot their sorrows.
Interesting.
This is a lesson to tell you that these politicians are not fighting themselves. They are the same people. You can see in this part of the world, we call it in Jagre. Normally in the old Port Harcourt city, there are evenings people will gather and they call it in Jagre. You will hit me, I will hit you. You understand? We just laugh, we have fun, and we go home. No time to fight, no time to quarrel. People are even preparing for Injakri Day in the old Port Harcourt that evening. I think every Friday, as we have this Saturday, let go my records to my hour of blessed memory. I wish was alive would have given us that day. So people fighting themselves because of APC and PDP. You can see their level of reasoning. My brother, let us be honest to ourselves. The poor people are the problem we have in this country. Poverty is the problem. People who don't have purpose, people who don't go to work, people who sit down at home, tie their wife's wrapper, hide under their bed, and be listening and gossip when their wives are not around, they are the problem in this country. Look at the stroke from Akpabio, the senator. Sorry, the minister now. And look at the work from the serving governor. These people, we are not quarreling. See, even the vice president was so excited he came.
It was like I said, he was laughing. And the question was, are these the leaders that people need to be following?
See, did you hear the side of the vice president? He said they have a better place they can harmonize or wherever they can settle this issue. To tell you that when they leave the shores of Nigeria to Dubai, they sleep in the same hotel. So people fighting because of Wike, people fighting because of Ameshi, they are the problem.
Ibiso is on the road. Good morning.
Yes, you, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, our positions, eh? They used to have Nigeria movie now. So far as Blue Jacob, they are retiring.
Okay.
They have new actors.
Okay.
That they will ask you what to do season 3. This is season 3 going to December. You are in Imba month period.
Okay.
You see, that's what they call mind game. We care as a person, is waiting for this time. Maybe any day that I start, we have anything to do with that to bring the public together. Let me put it like that. Because if you look at Fabio. Statement,
eh? Oh, dear. Ibiso, all right, do call us back when you can. Philip is on the line. Philip, good morning to you.
Good morning, my brother. That is work.
Very well. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Okay. I'm calling for Romo Kushi.
It's a pleasure.
What I just said in that place, the person that we still need to give recommendation to and sign of great and elderly leadership is Vice President. I think the role that he played, I was so very happy that it's not people like two of them that was making a joke to their self that is a vice president. Because if it is like a vice president, like two of them, I believe that the matter could have been trained very high, not the way we are even taking it. Because when the young man, I mean the vice president, take a ticket, his statement alone calm me down. I say yes, these are people that are supposed to stand as a good leadership. If you look at the statement and Wike and Okpadio statement, just what Godema said, they were just acting like a joke. And you see that smile was just coming out from our vice president from
he was laughing.
He wear his nose mask.
Yes.
He was just smiling. When he come out, he bring out a very cool statement that even Nigeria today will not know that. In fact, if person like Osinbajo is taking a position as a president of this country, we have a hope. Because there is some people that will carry that mic that day that will join Okpadio. Then that thing that you were thinking that Okpadio job is a near talk. Could have been a very big talk on the day. Because even by, we can know that what Okpadio was saying is a near talk. But what all the people, they say two people is quarreling, fighting, one person must settle matter. I must give my kudos to Vice President Osinbajo. He reached to be a real leader that we need these days. In all, malaria is better than cancer. Wow. Anyway, thank you very much.
Interesting. All right, so Philip joins the malaria squad, apparently. You see, this doesn't just show the comic relief in politics. Like I made mention of, when you look back earlier in January and December as well, when the American elections were just getting into their most intense period, the debate, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and then the president and Dick Cheney. Remember those debates, vice president debates and presidential debates, all of those debates. When it was time for Trump, wow, there was some comic relief, personal attack. In fact, some people stated, I remember people saying that the then president was acting childish. He didn't want to be asked to obey the timelines or the allocated time. He just wanted to talk. It was like a petulant child for some. But here we are, good old-fashioned Nigeria. And some of our political actors had a brilliant display, if one could say so, a few days ago. So, we'll take a break. And when we come back, We'll listen to those clips once again. And don't forget the question. This Akpabio-Wike confrontation. Political banter or petty squabbles? Don't forget, at the very end, later on, we got to hear the vice president, that is, you know, they'll get to a place where they can resolve things amicably. But this, ladies and gentlemen, happened to the glare of Nigerians, to the glare of Rivers persons, and Niger Delta people. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.
Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello.
Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
All right, welcome back. Hello, Port Harcourt. My name is Jude. Our final conversation is about some political actors in recent days. And the question is this. The comments that were made that we got to listen to, are they clear cases of political banter or bantering? Or is it just petty squabble that's made its way to the glare of the electorates? And just in case you didn't get to hear it, just in case you did not follow up on that story, let me, as always, try to expose these things to you. Just a reminder. So it's between Akpabio and Governor Wike, right? So they were somewhere together. They were sat down. They were meant to, as where, you know, carry out the commissioning, you know, and then, you know, when the commission is done, everybody will go and like, yeah, we're great politicians. This is why we're doing what we're doing, because we have the people at heart. But this is what happened.
I thank Your Excellency, the Governor of Rivers State, because you are not yet in APC, I will not call you a performing governor, but the moment you come, I will call.
So, when Akpabio was in PDP, was he a performing governor?
Call you a performing governor, so I thank you for being personally present here. Yeah? I know that even the praises we are heaping on you today show clearly that you are in the wrong direction. So, it's time for you to come to where you have been appreciated.
Really? How? In all that is holy and sane, does that comment have any bearing on the function that they were at that moment? Oh no, but he didn't stop there. He went on to make comments about the East West Road, particularly that place that we all like to pass. Yes.
Everything will be done to ensure the completion of that road from Warri in Efurum all the way to Oran. The most dangerous part right now is Eleme Junction. And the governor of Rivers said, if we delay it at all, because you were touching a lot of federal projects, we thought you would touch that area. Since you have neglected to touch that area,
we thought? Really? We thought? Doesn't that actually spell of some petty personal issues as regarding the welfare of a people? We thought the people of the Niger Delta, the people that live and have to ply that Eleme Road, that Eleme Junction Road, morning and evening, every day, the people that go to work at the petrochemical refineries, the people that live and have to carry business all the way from Ikorekmene down to Port Harcourt every day, you thought. That's the best. I didn't write this. I couldn't have made this up. He thought that was what would have happened. Whatever happened to synergy? Whatever happened to, look, our people are suffering. Why don't we both sit down and find out what the best course of action to do? He said he thought that he would have touched it.
Everything will be done to ensure the completion of that road from Warri in Efurum all the way to Oran. The most dangerous part right now is Eleme Junction. And the governor of Rivers said, if we delayed at all, because you were touching...
If we delayed... Excuse me, sir. Your Excellency, Minister, you delayed. Not if you delayed. you delayed, or at least the people say you delayed. Because, you know, hey, you know, we don't know these things. But when the people speak, you know, they said you delayed. It wasn't that you were not quite sure if you delayed. People said you delayed.
Of federal projects, so we thought you would touch that area. Since you have neglected to touch that area, we assure you that we are already on the road. Our city has started work. I'm sure you were leaving that one so that you use it to focus, but then I'm assuring.
Really? That the roads that have claimed lives, the roads that have made the cost of living in those areas skyrocket, is being bantered about in such a trivial fashion.
You that we are going to disappoint you because we are going to complete that East West Road and on time.
Then Wike responded.
I thought we came fully to commission this project. I didn't know that former Governor Akpabio would turn it a political rally. But let the record be straight. I prefer to stay where there is malaria than to go to where there is cancer. Malaria is treatable. Cancer at fourth stage, you are likely to die. So I don't want to die now. So I'm very comfortable to remain where Nigerians have hope.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to where the region has its best conversation. And then 0179230009. George Farumewa. Good morning, George.
Good morning, presenter.
Good morning.
My pleasure of having me. Akpabio and versus Governor Yesowiki. For me, that is not my concern. I know I must be concerned because I don't believe on their dramatizing in commissioning of a project. But the only thing I have to advise the youth is that the issue should be something that we have left out from the government, and we have to try to organize ourselves so that we can achieve our aims and objectives. The worst thing that is happening now, the vice president said, yes, you know the issue between both of them, that they are going to solve it. That is not my concern. Our concern is for them to bring development to the Niger Delta. And a situation where they are bringing the most development to the Niger Delta, the issue said, yes, sir, we have seen that people are trying, putting yourself in long back. A lot of projects, look at the East West Road, look at what is happening at Onye Elemi. A lot of projects that have been abandoned by the utilization of our funds, they keep on shouting, let us see, where are they to like it? The Niger Delta people have to ask that question. Don't be carried away by that joke. Because by tomorrow, they will reconcile. George, from Romeo Community.
Don't be carried away by their jest, by the jokes that you just got to hear. We need to look forward to having development coming to these states. That's from George. All right, let's get to WhatsApp messages now. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That number is strictly for WhatsApp messaging. We don't take calls. Somebody's just trying to call us right now. Please, we don't take calls on that number. Please. Strictly send us messages. We'll read the messages. I promise, as many messages that come through concerning our subject matter, we will address. Okay? All right. Let's get to read message here on our WhatsApp platform. The squabble between Governor Wike and Akpabio for me is not a surprise because both of them are politicians. But there's one significant comment. Akpabio made the uncompleted East West Road. I plead with him and the federal government, that they should do well to complete that road. It is very important. Alozie from Muma. All right, Akpabio in his statement already acknowledged the good works done by the governor, but he refused to appreciate him because of his party. Right? You guys heard that, right? What what is more important, really? That someone is able to do a job, or that it's the house that it comes from that is important? Chibroma is speaking to us from Chuba. Good morning, Chibroma.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Good morning.
You see, these two politicians, they are just making a kind of joke. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody should take them serious. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, listen to you, please.
We should not be surprised if the governor Wike what happens to defect to APC. Because even when Akpabio defected, it was a very big shocking news to the whole country. I talk of FSP, who swore over his dead body. So, and the most important thing is that I will advise the politicians that when you are in this side, you don't say negative things, you don't say things that will implicate you tomorrow. Tomorrow, Governor Wike might be in the APC, and they will remind you what the thing you have said so far. Hello.
All right, Chibroma, thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Okay, anyway, they know what they're doing. Let's be smart. From West Point. All right, Jude, malaria cancer exclamations were made seriously by Wike and Akpabio. This shows you the type of statesmen those two are. Even though for the vice president who made efforts to rescue the situation, I don't put it below these two men to come to blows. However, what Oshibajo displayed is pure statesmanship, maturity, and a man who can take everything in his stride. I wish Nigerians looked at his way when looking for the next president. Interesting, Joe in Port Harcourt. I blame the media for all of this. You guys are people hyping these politicians. As you're discussing this on air, is making them even have relevance. We have seen all this on social media, so no need to talk about it. Divine. Interesting. Divine, thank you very much for your comment. Still didn't answer my question. These things that were done, we're not here to glorify their actions or make them inglorious, whatever. But it was a simple question. Were these statements made because of a political banter? Is it a show of how important or how relevant or how successful my party has been? Or was this a petty squabble? Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Dumiso Samson says it was actually hilarious, but then the teaser from Akpabio prompted the governor's reaction, though comic. The governor gave it triple back to the minister of the Niger Delta, but in all, the message was passed. All that the governor said is incontrovertible. He was right. Edward Okajile says, Senator Akpabio doesn't give the governor space for the NDC. Their misunderstanding has a monetary undertone to it. These two men love money more than honey. Interesting. Linda Longjohn says, I think see any reason for this pertinence. Jerry Wanije Elder says, a very poor outing by these two Niger Delta politicians. Leaders should promote national unity and cohesion, not public show of immaturity like what we saw there. This one here says, I pity the Mugu followers. Abdul Ganiyu says, just political bantering, period. I only pity their gullible followers who tend to kill themselves for politicians. Interesting. We have just about 8 minutes to wrap up here. I'm going to read more comments and also get to the phone lines. We have Nicholas joining us from Abua. Hello, Port Harcourt. Nicholas, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
This is Nicholas Melody calling from Abu Audua.
It's a pleasure to have you join us this morning. Go on, please.
Thank you very much. I want to say I'm of the APC. I'm a full member of APC, but I want to totally condemn what the former governor of Akwa State, the minister of Niger Delta, I want to condemn the statement of the minister. It's a total shame and disgrace to the people of the Niger Delta. It is not something, he went there just like what the governor rightly said. They were there for a commissioning and not for a political campaign. And for someone to make such a statement, that shows a high level of political immaturity.
So for you, those comments, were they political maneuverings or it was just a sign of petty squabbles? Two people who are just quarreling amongst themselves, they don't like each other.
Yeah, to an extent, I would say maybe it was a joke between the both political gladiators. And to an extent, I would say maybe it's a kind of a level of seriousness or it's a joke. But even no matter the death rate of the joke, at least Akpabio was not supposed to make such a statement. To him, the governor of River State is trying, but because of the difference of the political party, he would not appreciate him. It's the wrong level of statement, which I myself, I condemn him entirely.
All right. Nathaniel from Bonairan speaking to us. Nathaniel, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me just start with the Akpabio statement. Akpabio was in the PDP. And at the time Akpabio was in the PDP as a governor of Akwa Ibom State, he was one of the best governors in Nigeria. One of the best. I think his legacy will actually build one of the best structures in Akwa Ibom State that is being appreciable and many people from far and wide.
All right, Nathaniel, apologies there. We have a caller here. Oh, dear, sorry about that. busy lines and soon understand why. Okay, all right. Franco Chikadiobi says, in an egalitarian society, Mr. Akpabio should be hiding. Under his watch, the NDDC is now a cash cow for political cronies and an epicenter for corruption. I expected Akpabio to mention the names of those who were indicted by the NDC forensic audit report. In Zerebe, Chibuzo says, it's just bantering. Joshua Samson says, it's a petty squabble. Hello, Port Harcourt, 93. Good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning and welcome, please.
Well, I would say that it's okay for political leaders and governors to have a bit of joke sometimes. Like you mentioned, when Donald Trump was there, of course, he was a joker of all time. And even Obama, when he was in government, there were times he threw one or two jabs. It's nothing wrong to be funny, all right, to reduce the tension.
Yeah.
But you see, I belong to a civil society coalition that calls for good governance, accountability, and a budget, whereby our aim is what I saw yesterday, a bit of deviating. They should not be petty, and they should not in any sense be after each other. What Akpabio did yesterday was totally uncalled for. But he, by wanting to proved a point that was not necessary, acknowledged the fact that Dr. Wike was doing well, that you have been touching federal projects, not just this project. It's a bluff coming from his mouth without knowing it. But because you are not from my party, you are not eligible for praise. We should go past partisanship. We should focus on good governance. That is what matters. And as far as he has done that, it's more like Wiki has challenged him to go ahead and do it to the point. Now, what struck me was the fact that a place like Eleme Road that could claim, and that would have claimed lives, if not for the intervention of the local government chairman who carried out the first peaceful protest, we have to accept, that drew the attention of him, the NDDC chairman down there, and mobilization was done. That place was a death trap. And it's a federal road. And the former governor, like let me quote the governor, saw it in a light mood, a comical mood to play with such things. That was where I picked it to be funny, but very dangerous. We don't joke with lies and prophecies, do we? When we're in governance. We don't. And like the governor said, when you were on the other side, you were doing better. Now you're on this side. I don't care about their jokes. I'm happy that we have governor leaders who have funny bones. Good. But governance is not about a joke. Governance is all seriousness. But it's okay to laugh over it. But let's focus on the serious matter.
Thompson is on the line from D-Line. Thompson, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Dude, you see, let's take off the comic relief in those statements and then begin to audit or make sense from what this person did say. Now, you have done well, but because you are not on our side, so you are not eligible for praise. Simply means that, irrespective of the side of divide, the person in question stands. He has been outstanding in his performance. And then what recognizing or associating with when it comes to infrastructure development or whatever yardstick one will want to take for development. Now, in the other aspect of Mr. Kabu, you remember that his boss, the vice president, representing the president, was on ground. So it was only, I think he was only trying to impress his boss. Even if it went far more professionally, but it was a kind of like cracking joke, which these persons are used to, and I don't believe that they are fighting, irrespective of their fight. But bringing it to the public scene has brought a lot of public criticism, because it does, many persons doesn't seem it to be mature enough,
okay,
as repeating that current situation, because it was on a national television and all eyes were on them, so they were just supposed to have keep to the track of what they came for and then move on. But I still believe it was a comic relief just to entertain us, the followers. Thank you.
Right, thank you very much. Andy's in Alakaya. Andy, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Jude, I think there are some certain things, or will I see that there is something that is popular among these politician elites. One, they are good at giving us lines that we'll be talking about and forget the things that are being bewildered of in our society. They are very good at that. And secondly, also, if you look at and listen to their statements, you will know that Apple is a comedian, and our governor also is also a comedian.
Interesting.
It played out, this person saying this and this person saying that. But what we're saying is this. When it comes to the aspect of Governor Powell saying what he said, looking at it, it is comedic. Then let's begin to say that, how do we measure to say that this particular governor has done well? What is the yardstick? Do you want to tell me Fabio is still the same thing as Wike, as I'm talking to you? Because you cannot tell Rivers people, such an learned people like us, Rivers people is so much blessed with learned and intellectuals, that you come on air to tell us that our governor has done well. On what purpose? On how? When we are talking about local government, no promotion in the civil service, state civil service, no conversion. Then when it comes to pensioners, gratuities are not paid. It is in this your studio that we have heard several times that schools, primary schools, secondary schools, dilapidation, and the rest of them. Then when it comes to unemployment, there is nothing to write home about. And you come from nowhere, from Abuja NDBC, to come and tell us that the governor has done well indirectly. Let us say the fact and say the truth. The governor has not done anything. And Afabio, he himself is equal to being like Wike also. Thank you very much.
Andy, thank you very much for your comments. Well, we'll wrap up this morning by getting to read comments from our pages. Let's quickly get to them. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Michael says, Akpabio did not get it right on Monday. Maybe he was trying to impress his party men or the vice president. Or did he think that Wike, as host governor, would not come into the podium to speak also? Or was he trying to impress his party men? Not quite sure. If he's trying to woo Wike, let him do it over a bottle of drink amongst their friends, not in the manner that he did. This one here says, and the statements from the minister were bantering, but it was beautiful. That's interesting that Governor Wike addressed it immediately. I just wish Nigerian politicians, including Governor Wike, would be given appointments and contracts, important positions, to qualified individuals or institutions based on qualifications and not by political party affiliation, even ethnicity. But that's exactly what we got to see, in a manner of speaking. I won't call you this because you're not in my house. Well, once again, these are your actors.